KRLA.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great.
Before we get started on our exciting show today, as we always have, I just want to recap last week's cases. We had Tammy from Arizona, who had a herniated disc 10 years ago. And also had a fall from a flight of steps, which caused her to have very sharp pain in lifting objects. She came to California to get treatments with Dr. Tong. After three treatments, she says that her pain is 75 to 80% better. She can feel the strength. She has more motion. She's not as stiff anymore. And her hip pain is also much better. Should we get to our first guest today?
Sure. We have an in-house guest. And Don's case illustrates how our treatment restores life. Mm-hmm. This is the only thing that can bring back something that's dying back to life.
Don has been on our show before. He was on it 6 months ago, show number 157, June 12th of this year, if you guys want to check it out. But let's just have him talk. Don, why don't you give us a little history? Tell us where you're from, what you do, and how you came to know Dr. Tong and his treatments.
Okay, I'm from Norwalk, and I work construction, and so I work long hours on my feet all day long, and I come across Dr. Tong on his radio program. I was going through the dials, and I happened to hear him, and he sounded like just what I needed. This was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. What were you suffering from?
My right leg. I'm a diabetic. And my right leg was swollen to twice the size up to the knee, and it was black from my toe on the way up to my knee. And so they told me to come on in, and by gosh, I had no feeling in my feet when I came in. And with just a few treatments, my neuropathy started to clear up, and then over a period of about 6 or 8 months, all the blackness had gone out. My color was returning to normal. And then I was away from him for about 5 months, and I had another problem with my leg. It again swelled up, and I had open ulcers on it. And although it didn't turn black, I didn't think it was such a bad problem, but it actually was a worse problem. And now I've been getting regular treatments, and my leg is returning to normal again, and within a few months I should be back to work.
Now, this is an amazing story because his leg actually, it was very ulcerated. I mean, it was to the point, and you couldn't feel it either, to the point where if it got any worse, it might have to be amputated. Is that correct?
That's correct. And same with the year before, it was close to amputation also. Uh-huh. So I knew he could save it this time, and he has so far. It's looking just fantastic and feeling great, and I know shortly I'll be able to go back to work.
Mm-hmm. And Don's ulcer, you're the second time he was ulcerated, infected with pus all over and swollen.
Mm-hmm.
We heal that. They're all healed now, and the color is shrinking. I mean, color is becoming more normal. The area, there's a pathology, is going shrinking down smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
How much feeling now you have in your legs?
Oh, I'd say about 90% now.
Oh, yeah, 90% you can feel your feet now where you feel nothing before?
Right, that's correct.
That is amazing. Don was a really tough case. I mean, you and
yes.
I, Dr. Tong, we were kind of scared for a while because he wasn't getting better.
Exactly. The second time around,
yeah.
when the leg was not turning black, we thought it was easy, but it did not respond so much.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we get scared, and then we actually, I did prescribe some antibiotic along with our treatment.
Which helped,
yeah, okay?
The combination.
And
of
the combination,
it
the reason is our treatment opened up circulation.
Mm-hmm.
So the circulation delivered the antibiotic to the area.
Exactly, where it needs to be.
That saved his leg, and we
it
were
really
worried
did.
for a while.
I mean, usually the antibiotics are a completely last resort. And
actually, I don't use it at all.
I know.
Don is one of the exceptions that I have for maybe the last 10 years that
mm-hmm.
I, one or two people that I use some antibiotic along with my
treatment. Right.
Yeah, this case illustrated, okay, we can bring back feeling. Bring back normal order to any living system, like the leg, that part of the living system, okay? The only thing that make order and life is this energy called qi from your spirit. If the medical profession or the Western scientific community does not know that a human is a spirit, and then it's only the spirit that keeps order in the body, in the family, in the societies, all keep any order is kept by the energy qi, by your mind. Okay, so we'll do more illustration, and
mm-hmm.
don't stay tuned, and we have other guests and callers.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We have 180 shows archived on our website with all kinds of diseases and indexed alphabetically if you want to check it out. If you have any questions, give us a call toll-free now at 866-870-5752. Again, 866-870-5752. Okay, we have a couple calls. Let's get to Mark first. Mark, is Mark there?
Hey, yeah, can you hear me on my cell
phone? Hey, Mark, yes.
Hi, Mark. Thank you. Welcome to our show. Thanks for calling in.
Sure, yeah. I'm at the beach surfing. The waves are really big.
Wow.
That's why, you know, Dr. Tong, you interrupted my surf session. But
I'll only
let you do that because you're the one that's giving me the ability to come out and surf again.
Exactly. All the thing I do for you, the last time I come in the room, you gave me the finger. your third finger, your middle finger. Now tell us why you do that.
Well, I just wanted to show you both of my fingers, the good one, and I had a bad one. I had a breakout, really bad breakout. It was there were cuts all over it. It was itching, and it was getting bloody, and it was really painful, and it was actually swelling a little bit. And you gave me, I think it was two, maybe three treatments, and cleared it right up.
And how long have you had that condition before I gave you the treatment?
It's been going on now for about 6 months to a year, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, between the web space on your toes, you have
right.
infection and you have some ulceration for quite a long fungus infection that the skin will not heal. How long have you had those?
Those come and go. They've been going on for about 2 to 3 years.
Now, do you
yeah.
still have them?
What's that? You broke up.
Do you still have that?
It's a lot better. It's almost cleared up.
Okay. And so
you give me a couple of treatments, and it's clearing it up.
Yeah, and so is your fingers.
Yeah, the finger looks really great.
Yes.
So now that it's cleared up, I won't give you the finger anymore.
Okay. It's okay. You showed me that you're improving. You can give me a finger anytime, you know.
Yeah.
Mark has been on our show a couple times. We don't want to take too much time of your surfing, but you also had arthroscopic surgery on your left knee. Is that correct, for a torn meniscus?
That's true.
And and after that, you still had pain. It tore again, right, after the surgery?
Yeah, it was actually a little bit of a re-tear, yeah.
Uh-huh. And so with Dr. Tong's treatment, how's your knee now?
Well, I'm out here surfing. These waves are about seven feet tall, and I'm loving it.
And you haven't been surfing before you saw us for 5 years or something like that, 7 years?
Longer than that.
Longer than that, see?
Like 8 to 10 years, I believe it was. Yeah.
Hey, now you act like a teenager, surfing almost every week.
Hey, I even got a girlfriend that's 16 years younger than me.
Great.
Wow, wonderful.
Because you look so much younger. No, honestly, you look so much younger, and your friends have been telling you that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, well, he doesn't look his age. Yeah.
I'm 41.
Yeah. Well, actually, Mark's real problem was digestive.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
also, the reason why I bring you back, you said, I want you to tell people that how effective our treatment for the common cold and the flu.
Right.
Can you tell us that?
Yeah, I'd come in. I had a cold for about 2 days, and it's one of those colds that takes about seven to 10 days to run its course. And I was just feeling really miserable, really blocked up, a lot of sinus pressure. And you gave me a treatment, Dr. Tong, and as you were giving me the treatment, you know, my nostrils were opening up. And then as I left, I could breathe, you know, breathe with no problem at all. It was amazing.
Right.
Yeah, I want people to hear that as I was giving the treatment.
This is very common.
Right.
This happened like 99% of the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have I ever treated you for a cold before, Don?
Yes,
not
you have.
Cold.
Yes, you have. Prior to that, probably 3 or 4 months before that. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. We're here. We're listening to you.
Okay. Prior to that, it was actually, I think, a combination of cold and flu, and Dr. Tong gave me a treatment. It was also running its course, and I felt great within 1 to 2 days. I was feeling great.
And how are your digestive? How's your digestive system now?
It's an incredible improvement. I can eat just about anything. I can actually eat more food than I could before, and there's almost no bloating left. If I eat the bad foods that Dr. Tong doesn't like me to eat, sometimes I'll get a little bloating, but now I can eat, you know, just about anything as before. I really had to watch what I ate.
And how long have you been getting treatments now from Dr. Tong?
I'd say it's probably been about 6 months.
Six months, and you get it on and off.
On and off, yes.
On and off.
Yeah, on and off, right.
Mm. And you're surfing again after not surfing for 8 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
It's amazing. You turned my life around. I call you the miracle man.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, Mark, we're not going to take any more time from your surfing. You go surf and be careful, okay?
Thanks. We'll see you guys later.
Okay.
Have a great
good.
Weekend.
Have a good time.
Okay.
Bye bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Did you want to ask Dawn something, or should we get to our next caller?
Call the next caller first.
Okay, Paris. She has a question about breast cancer. Are you still there, Paris?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Thanks for waiting.
Thank you for taking my call. Listen, I accidentally ran into your program last week, and Dr. Tong said something very interesting that hit home about if you had some traumatic incident, it blocks the chi or the energy.
Yes, correct, yeah.
I have cancer in my breast. I have two types. I have a ductal and lobular, and I'm going to doctor, and of course they want to take it off. And I've interestingly enough, I've been raised on alternative, and my father even does oxygenization of the blood with the hydrogen peroxide, and he's been giving me some of that on the IVs.
Mm-hmm.
And I've studied some of Dr. Lorraine Day's program as to being vegan. And I don't have any other symptoms except I have cancer at 53. And everything works, but I think I have a couple of friends who were licensed to do Reiki, and they would, I've been told a couple times that I'm blocked. They can't get in, they can't help me because I'm blocked emotionally or something. And
yeah, you want me to explain to you what you need and why your current treatment may not be totally adequate? Okay.
Yes, please, sir.
Hydrogen peroxide, ozones, those things. First, what caused cancer? What caused cancer means your energy is blocked. With then secondary, your circulation is blocked to a certain area. Mm-hmm. As a result, acid accumulate, which destroy more tissue. So the normal tissue, because of deprivation of oxygen, much like an area that have traffic jam for a long time, people, in order to survive, they go out riot. And normal person just don't go out and riot, but they don't have any food. Mm-hmm. Normal cell
right.
utilize oxygen to survive, but when they were deprived of oxygen for a long time, they go to a secondary route. They use sugar. They ferment sugar to for energy, so they don't use oxygen. Cancer cell is normal cell that turn bad. They use sugar. So using sugar will support your cancer. But oxygen is the most important thing for cancer. So hydrogen peroxide, ozone, those will work, but they are not very effective. And I'll tell you why. Okay. The reason is that the circulation to the cancer is blocked. Do you understand that? So
yes.
The hydrogen peroxide, ozone, get into bloodstream and go any place else,
except
to the cancer area.
No
okay, using Reiki, using acupuncture, using acupressure, those are all open up the chi. You need to open up the chi. You need to bring your spirit to that part of your body. When your spirit is out there, chi open up circulation. When there's no chi, there's no circulation. The hydrogen peroxide doesn't get there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a case sometime back in June, okay?
Yes.
Kay had cancer, and we shrank down her cancer
by
33% mm-hmm. within 10 treatments,
mm-hmm.
okay? Just mm-hmm. by opening the circulation. And then the second thing you're doing right is being a vegan. Eating alkaline food, vegetable and fruit, that will increase oxygenation because
mm-hmm.
We are mostly water, mm-hmm. 75% water, so water exists at H+ and OH-. The hydroxyl group has an oxygen in it, which is alkaline. So when you raise up your pH, become more alkaline, your blood has more oxygen. So
mm-hmm.
the first thing to fight cancer is improve the circulation and the qi to the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the qi that solves every problem in this universe,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a disease in the body or a financial problem in the company. Okay, when you have a financial problem or any kind of problem in a company, you look for the mind of the company, which is the CEO. And you look for the CEO when he's not sick. Because when he's sick, his chi is not in his body. He cannot solve the problem. When you have a legal problem, you need legal chi. We just call that an attorney. So any problem, I guarantee you, the first thing you need is a chi. A living entity to have the know-how
mm-hmm.
and energy to resolve the problem.
Paris, do you have access to the website? Because I can give you the show to listen to on Kay. She also has breast cancer.
If you would, yes.
It's drtong.com. That's our website.
Okay.
drtong.com.
Uh-huh.
And the show is May 22nd, 2004, so you can look that up.
May 22nd, 2004.
Yes, and she... Okay, and then our number, if you want to call for an appointment or have any other questions, is 714-556-8664.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one more thing, okay? What
yes.
caused the blockage in the first place? Did any doctor ever talk to you about that?
About what?
What caused your circulation blockage in the first place? Do you know or did anybody ever mention to you?
No one's ever mentioned. I personally think.
I'll tell you what caused your problem.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, okay? Most cancer caused by bad emotional trauma.
That's what
a lot
it,
of
yeah.
stress prior to that, okay?
You're right.
Because the emotional trauma, by definition, is a disturbance of chi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you have a heartbreaking event, a divorce, a betrayed by a friend, or problem with your kids, okay, your heart antenna, your heart meridian, the heart channel that receive your spirit part that deal with love and joy,
becomes
it will be
blocked. Mm-hmm.
So when the chi doesn't get in there, okay, then you have heart trouble. Okay,
yeah.
When you worry too much, okay, then the chi getting the stomach, you'll have stomach problem. So without the qi, you have no circulation. Without traffic, that part of the body will have pathology.
Does that make symptom. Sense, Paris?
You see, that's the one that hits the nail on the head or hits the right in the heart.
Absolutely.
It's very logical.
Yes, right in the heart, right
it's
in the heart. Okay.
It's very logical.
Yeah. And our treatment, okay, I encourage you to look at, click on radio show and look at all the depression, suicidal thought, grieving, you know, anger.
Anxiety.
And it's so easy. Mm-hmm. It's so effective. The very first treatment, 90% of the people with depression, anger, and emotional problem will turn around and get better. I have one patient recently came to me. While we're talking to her, she keeps sobbing, crying and sobbing. Okay, will not stop. And as soon as I finish the first treatment, she start giggling.
Yeah.
So I say, "What are you giggling about? You were just, you know." She said, "I don't know. You know, just because the heart channel is open, the joy go back into the body."
I think
okay,
that's
Paris?
Exactly what's wrong with me, because I'm the nicest person you'll ever want to know. But
many times, the nice person have problem because you internalize all your stress. You don't let it out. So you block the channels. Okay? Yeah. So a doctor who then would tell you this, he doesn't know enough. Yes.
Okay, Paris?
Okay, well, wish me luck, because I need to know how to unlock that.
Well, give us a call. We can help you if you're ready.
My treatment, unblock it the fastest.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks
you're welcome.
For calling in.
Thank you for taking me. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Do we want to talk to Dawn about a little bit more? Dawn, I think you did have a cold one time over the summer I was treating you, right? Did you have a sinus?
No, I had allergy.
Oh, allergies.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were treating you at the same time for that. And
right.
How's that now?
That I found is related to milk.
Oh, I see. So you stopped
and
drinking.
It, you know, it cleared up. Mm-hmm. And just yesterday I had a glass of milk, and today I'm bad.
Oh, really?
Actually, it's related to milk. However, the more strong you get, the more qi, the more open you get, you will be able to eat anything. Like an example, like Mark. Mark was not able to eat almost a whole bunch of stuff before, and every time he got bloating, he would get real tired, and to the point that he couldn't serve and regular exercise for 10 years. Okay, now Mark eats almost everything, and a lot of times he drinks too much beer. He'll come in, but one or two treatments, yeah.
Okay, we have another call, Noreen. Let's get to her. She has a question with cancer. Noreen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, Noreen. What kind
of
question?
Hi. How are you today?
Good.
Good.
Yes.
I have a little Pomeranian, and she has cancer.
Yeah.
I think it starts from her breast, and we did the surgery, and now it went to her lymph nodes, and she's 12 years old.
Oh.
Yes, okay.
And what kind of advice you guys have for me?
Yes,
I am not sure about chemotherapy because she's so little. She's like 5 pounds dog.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very sure about chemotherapy. It's deadly. Okay, cancer is because you have too much toxin. Cancer is a toxic state. So you put more toxin, the most poisonous toxin in the body to treat the toxic state is stupid. It's ridiculous. It's illogical. It's just mainly is money behind it that pushes for that kind of treatment.
So they want to give your dog chemotherapy?
Yeah, the doctor wants me to go see the specialist, and I say I really don't want to put her through that, and I'm
okay.
Not sure if I'm doing the right thing.
Okay, here's the point, okay? Everybody has some kind of cancer cell in their body. When you're strong, the cancer cell doesn't grow. Just like every society, they're criminals, they're mafia, okay? When the police force is strong, they don't come out and hurt the normal people. So the right treatment for any kind of crime or any kind of cancer is to strengthen the body, strengthen the living systems, is law enforcement.
What we advise is maybe find a veterinarian who practices acupuncture, and they can probably help you with that. Okay, Noreen?
Okay.
Okay? All right. We have to get going because we're almost out of time. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, You can call Dr. Tong during the week for a quick phone consultation or call us now at 714-556-8664. Join us for more exciting cases next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
Brought to you by Dr. Yiwing Tong on News Talk.
Pate, lobster biscuit, a puffed pastry show, chicken.